This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. White House physician Sean Connolly and a large medical team say President Donald Trump is doing very well dealing with his COVID-19 symptoms, that he is having no problems breathing, has not been given oxygen, and has been fever-free for 24 hours. Mr. Trump is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir, which is known to shorten recovery time in many COVID patients. The doctors would not speculate how long the president might be hospitalized, but they say he is in good spirits. Mr. Trump joins more than 7.3 million people in the U.S. to be hit by the pandemic. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center. The 74-year-old chief executive has been forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. We're told the president is able to carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. Dr. Connolly said she is doing well. Meanwhile, there is said to be widespread concern over how many in the president's inner circle may have been infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Fox News is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has tested positive. He's been involved in coaching the president for his debates with former Vice President Joe Biden. Politico was the first to report among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. At least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court have been stricken, among them Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. More news online at voanews.com. You can stay up to date on the president's condition. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such COVID safeguards as face masks. He called it a bracing reminder that everyone needs to take COVID seriously. The vice presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence will apparently go ahead as scheduled Wednesday night. The conventional wisdom is that it's taken on added importance given the current situation with the president. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University, worldwide almost 34.7 million infections and 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., the death toll is close to 209,000. Brazil comes next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of deaths from the disease today rose above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people have been infected, second only to the case count in the United States. Police in Australia's coronavirus hotspot, the state of Victoria, today stepped up patrolling as hundreds of people in the capital, Melbourne, ignored stringent lockdown restrictions and flocked to beaches on the warmest weekend in months. Under lockdown limits, nearly 5 million people in Melbourne are allowed to exercise or socialize outdoors for a maximum of 2 hours a day. They're required to stay close to home and wear masks in public places. But television and social media footage showed beach crowds without masks as temperatures soared ahead of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews said the behavior of the beachgoers was unacceptable. Israel's tourism minister Asaf Zamir has resigned to protest a new law that curbs demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the measure left him without a shred of trust in the veteran leader. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud, which forged a coalition government with blue and white in May after a close election, called Zamir's resignation an attempt to shore up support from liberal Israelis angry with the prime minister. Netanyahu has been facing protests over his handling of the coronavirus and allegations of corruption, which he denies. In the U.S. state of California, fire crews are battling flames raging in the foothills of the Napa Valley wine region, as forecasts call for a return of dangerous high winds and hot weather this weekend. The so-called glass fire broke out last Sunday near the resort community of Calistoga, some 75 miles north of San Francisco. It has already destroyed about 250 homes and other structures. Thick smoke covers deserted Napa Valley communities that would typically be crowded with visitors for the annual grape harvest. More news online at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.